Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 7th, 1957, and the title is Horse Race at Fort Sumner. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Horse Race at Fort Sumner. Old Fort Sumner, New Mexico, stood on the north bank of the Pecos where the river angles to the southeast. In the day of the famous, colorful Cisco Kid, Fort Sumner was a lively, bustling frontier town where, more often than not, gunfire was the voice of the law and the worth of a man was in raw courage or lack of courage. Our story opens in the mid-1870s in the yard of a prosperous-looking ranch just south of Fort Sumner. A tall young woman in workaday denims is walking leisurely and confidently towards the corral.
Hey, Biff.
Yes, Sam?
What are you going to do, kitty? Work with that outlaw horse some more?
Yes, but I don't consider him an outlaw. I want a carriage horse, so I'm going to break him to harness.
Look, sis, you've already got the fastest saddle horse in Fort Sumner. Why don't you let it go at that.
Because I like working with horses.
Well, I tell you, that big roan is an outlaw. He's dangerous.
Good. That adds spice to it.
It's not becoming for a woman, Katie. The other women in town...
Yes, I know. They say I should be giving all my attention to housekeeping. Well, I would if you needed me, if you weren't a very rich man.
All right. But watch that horse. I don't want you getting killed.
He won't kill me, Sam. Well, who are these two men?
Well, they've been around town a couple of weeks. Somebody told me they were going to open a bank.
Well, morning, miss. Morning, Mr. Hastings.
Good morning.
Morning.
Allow me to introduce myself and my partner. I'm Carl Cobb, and this is Link Fuller.
How you doing?
Howdy.
You mind if we tack one of these posters up on the side of your barn?
Well, what is the poster?
It advertises the big dance me and Link are giving tomorrow night. Also, the horse race the following day on the avenue of Cottonwoods to Punta de la Glorieta. Take a look at the poster.
Why, you're not charging any admission.
That's right, ma'am.
We figured the money would be well spent, ma'am, to get our names known. Then people will deposit in our bank.
How about you depositing it with us, Mr. Hastings?
Oh, no, not me. I don't keep my money in any bank, and I don't intend to.
If that's the way you feel, I wouldn't.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I hear you're quite a hand with horses. So am I. So if I can help you...
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. If I need help, I'll ask you.
Well, don't mean to be fresh, but I kind of hope you do need help.
I might at that.
You can go ahead and put up a poster.
You going to enter that horse race, Kitty?
I may.
I thunder. She's a good looker, Carl.
Never mind that.
Yeah, but she is. I'm going to get better acquainted with her.
We're here for one purpose, Link, and that's not to flirt with women. I found out what I wanted to find out, that Sam Hastings keeps his money in this ranch house.
He didn't say that.
Where else would he keep it, since he don't keep it in banks? And when the dance is in full swing, you and I are coming back here after that money.
It seems good, Cisco.
What seems good, Pancho?
We ain't chase no bandidos. No bandidos chase us.
True, amigo. nor is any sheriff after us.
Seem very good, Chico.
We are riding to Fort Sumner for two reasons, Chico.
One,
so that you can get some of those fine frijoles at Muskrat Morton's Cafe.
Two,
so that we can look in on that dance tonight.
Three.
But I said there were two reasons, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho thinks another reason.
And what is that?
So you enter the horse race tomorrow, Cisco?
Oh, well, I had not planned to enter that race, Pancho, but we will see.
Diablo beat any other horse.
We will see, amigo. Hey, wait, Pancho. Hold that. Hold.
What's the matter?
Look,
where?
Ahead of us.
Where?
The senorita seems to be having trouble with that horse.
Hand
me
that whip,
Mr. Lee.
I'll take
another
class of critter.
No,
you'll
face the
punch. Come.
Hey, that's
funny,
Chief.
I found a lion staying
in this
funny. Senor, jump out, Cisco.
Up, Captain.
Go,
now. Find him,
Senor.
The skin, Captain. Take him up and bring him along, Pancho. Up, Captain. Do not fight that horse, Senorita. Let him have his head for now. Come on, closer, Diablo. Closer. Now, I can jump. Back.
Knock up on the rain, Senorita. Wait a
minute. Now, ho. The hammer head has a mouth up iron. Ho, 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 ho. There you are. And you're done. Come on.
Just where did you come from?
Well, the compañero and I were riding up behind you when that horse of yours bolted.
Oh. Well, thanks, but I'd have had him under control in another minute.
Either that or perhaps be killed, which I did not want to see.
You're very sure of yourself, aren't you? Also quite picturesque.
Also quite anxious to get into Fort Sumner, Senorita. So if you'll excuse me. Oh, si.
Did you get down that, Senor?
I jumped out to get to his head and hold him, Miss Katie.
You coward. You can walk in. You're not riding with me anymore. Get up.
Up, Devil.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait!
I believe that horse will not try to bolt again, Senorita, so Pancho and I will be going along.
Just a second. My brother, Sam Hastings, would like to thank you, too, I know. It's the first ranch house on your left. I'm Katie Hastings.
What is this, Senorita? I am called the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero Pancho.
What is this, Senorita?
We will stop to pay our respects to your brother.
I wish you would, and I hope you'll enter that race tomorrow with that horse of yours.
Well, why do you ask that, Senorita?
Because I intend to win that race myself. But I do like a little competition.
A little late getting back here to this building, aren't you, Link?
Well, I decided to walk back to save Miss Katie the trouble of...
It's all over town why you walked in, you fool. You jumped out of that buggy when the horse started to run away.
Who told you that? Were those two strangers?
I don't know anything about two strangers. I heard it right next door in Muskrat Morton's Cafe.
Well, there was two or three of Sam Hastings' cowhands off in the distance. Maybe they saw it and told... No, must have been the strangers, blast them.
Makes no difference. Go on up the ladder, Link. I'll follow you. We got to get that last heavy beam in place on the portico.
Why all the work, Carl? We ain't opening this place as a bank.
Shut up. You still got to let on we're opening it day after tomorrow, or folks will get mighty suspicious.
Oh, all right.
As soon as we get this beam in place, you can nail it. I'll have to be riding out to meet the boys coming in from Roswell.
You going to help us tonight?
If we need it.
You got everything out of that room down there?
Everything but the house plan of Hastings Ranch. You study it till you get it memorized, then be sure and bring it along with you. We're going to make a clean getaway.
All right.
Now, let's move this beam.
Right. You can catch heavy.
Yes, 6 by 6, 20 feet long. You bet it's heavy. Now, once more. That's just about on the edge where we want it.
Hey, there's those two strangers now, Carl.
They're probably going into Muskrat's Cafe. All right, start nailing that beam.
Wait a minute.
Now, I do for a plate of those frijoles.
A plate of frijoles.
Hey, what are you pushing that beam for, Link? Holy...
Come on, Pancho, Pancho!
Come too close to shoot Pancho!
What do you hombres think you're doing up there?
Mighty sorry, mister. That beam kind of got away from it.
The hombre was jumped out of the bogey, Cisco.
I'm not sure that beam fell accidentally. In the future, be more careful. Come, Pancho.
Are you stark staring mad, Link?
I'll teach him to blab stories about me. Next time, I'll kill him.
Big crowds, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. There are some tough hombres here, too.
Do you know them?
I know some of them. Those two standing over near the door came from Roswell. The two just beyond are from Las Vegas.
They're the hombres who have grabbed the big beam, Cisco.
I want to know more about those hombres, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Not for a moment do I think they will open that bank here in town.
You think they bandidos?
They could be. Look, they are now talking to those Roswell hombres.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we will keep an eye on them, Pancho.
Dance with
each other. Well, buenas noches, señorita.
Well, buenas noches, señorita. Where's your brother?
He's over there checking his hat and guns. Did you say dance, Cisco?
Oh, of course, señorita.
Pancho, first two hombres leave here. Let me know at once.
Yes, Cisco. Ah, señorita. A pleasure.
You dance well, Cisco.
Well, I can say the same for you.
Thanks. But tell me, does every girl have to fish this way to get compliments from you?
What I tell you is sincere, señorita.
All right, we'll go on to something else. Have you decided to enter the race tomorrow?
Not as yet, but I may enter.
If you do, I hope you won't just give me the race. I hate men who do things like that.
Oh, I could not have you hating me, señorita.
I wonder if I could hate you.
Miss Pancho, please. Would you
have they gone, Pancho?
Si.
Very well. I am sorry, señorita. You will have to finish this dance another time.
You can dance with your brother, señorita.
I will take you over to where he is sitting.
Hombres, go with him, Cisco.
I thought they might. Pancho, before this night is over, there is going to be plenty of trouble.
Oh! Oh!
Well, here we are. Mace, you and Joey go in the house the back way. Tie up the old housekeeper and put a gag in her mouth. Make sure she don't call out.
Right, right.
Rest, you come in the front way with me.
All right,
sir. You bring that floor plan, Link.
Oh, blazes, no, I forgot it.
Can't you remember anything? All right. We'll have to stop at the bank building and get it on our way out of town.
Is this door locked?
If it is, we'll break it down. I've heard Hastings don't lock his doors, though. That's unlocked. Now, here, Link, you take this shotgun. Stay just inside the door where it's dark.
What are you going to be doing, Carl?
I'm going to blow that safe. That's where the money is. You stay here, understand? And if anyone comes along, let me know at once.
Yeah, we will leave our horses here behind these bushes, Pancho.
Oh,
look,
Horn, I stand still.
Yeah.
Oh. Senor, at the door of the dance hall, was a great help telling us which way these hombres came.
Senor Hastings' house, Cisco.
That makes no noise, Pancho.
Hombres in the house. What that noise? What that noise?
Explosion.
Explosion?
Madre mia, they may have dynamited that big cast iron safe we saw when we called today. Come on, Pancho.
Be careful, Cisco. Any bandidos?
Hey, you. Well, look who's here.
This time I'll get you.
Down, Pancho.
You're a poor shot, bandido, even with a shotgun.
Come on, boys, give me a hand.
That's it. Pancho, help you, Cisco.
Pancho, boys. Come on.
Out of my way, Pancho, quick.
I got this one.
Cisco. Oh. Now, by thunder, I'll finish them both off.
And indeed, our friends did run into plenty of trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Horse Race at Fort Sumner. Riding into Fort Sumner, New Mexico to attend a dance, Cisco and Pancho ran head-on into trouble. Becoming suspicious of the two men who said they were giving the dance in order to advertise the opening of their bank, our friends followed them when they left the dance hall in company with several toughs over from Roswell. The men went to the ranch house of Sam Hastings, dynamited the safe, and gun-whipped Cisco and Pancho, who arrived just then. Now,
move aside, Carl.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to fill this Cisco kit full of lead.
No, you're not either.
Now, look here, Carl.
I said no, and I meant no. Cisco and his partner are both out cold. That's enough. We're not going to kill anybody unless we have to.
You might wish we'd killed these two.
No murder. Got that money all gathered up, boys?
Yeah, sure.
All right, then let's get out of here. We'll make one stop at the bank building to pick up the floor plan of this house.
Why bother with that, Carl?
I borrowed that floor plan from the old carpenter that built this house. And if we leave it behind, it could be evidence against us. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'll take along these hombres' guns. They might come in handy. You never can tell.
Yeah, Pancho.
See, Cisco.
Oh, are you all right, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho, all right, but Pancho got a head as big as a mountain.
You're not the only one. Well, let us get up and get out of here. We have plenty of work to do.
Bandidos get away?
Okay. Ah, Santos, they took our guns.
We get them back, no?
We'll do our best. But one favor, Pancho.
Si, what's your favor? What's your favor?
When I am trying to fight off several hombres at once,
Do
not get right in front of me.
Pancho just try to help, Cisco.
I understand, Pancho. Your intentions were good. Your judgment was bad.
Pancho remember, Cisco.
Good thing we came home, Kitty. The front door's wide open.
Riding down the street.
Get your hands up, Cisco. You too. I reckon we got here just in time.
So you came here, Cisco.
What's that acrid smell? Why, thunder, they dynamited the safe. Take this gun, Kitty.
Right.
Huh. Now, they took everything. Cash money, negotiable bonds.
We had nothing to do with it, Senor Hastings.
Oh, you didn't, eh? I'll take that gun now, Kitty. Well, you can tell that to the sheriff.
Senorita, I heard you mention some men who were riding down the street.
I don't believe these two robbed the place, Sam. They look as if they'd been slugged, both of them.
Slug is the word, Senorita.
Well, they're going to be turned over to the sheriff just the same.
No, Senor. We are going after those hombres the Senorita saw.
They were riding north, Cisco. I'll saddle Blackie and go with you.
You may as well save yourself the trouble, Katie. I'll tell you, these two
are going after the plunder.
Can't you keep out your way this time, Cisco?
Hey, let's go.
Blast you!
I am not going to hurt you, senor.
I only want that gun.
So you will not hurt someone.
There. I'll return the gun later, senor. Let us go, Pancho.
Yes, me, Carl. We better not stop to get that floor plan of the ranch house.
We gotta stop and get it. I told you why. That could send us to jail. There's evidence.
Nobody's sending me to jail.
Trouble with you, Link, is you're too sure of yourself.
Why not be? Might as well.
You boys keep on riding towards Punta de la Glorieta. Link and I'll catch up with you.
Yeah, sure. Yes, sir. Come on, then. It's kind of risky going into that building right now, Carl. People coming out of the dance hall for intermission. They'll be walking up and down the street.
We'll ride our horses out back of the building and go in the back way.
Yeah, we should have done away with that Cisco kid.
That'd been mighty foolish. Yeah, here we are. Ooh,
oh, ooh, oh, ooh. I'll go in and get that confounded floor plan. Where is it?
Right on the table by the window. Now be careful to shade the flame when you light matches, Link. We don't want anybody out on the street to see it.
Oh, you're scared of your own shadow.
You got the key to the back door?
Yeah.
Make it fast now.
Hey, Carl.
What?
That floor plan ain't on the table.
It must be.
Come in and see for yourself.
Yeah. Seems as if you'd ought to find something that's right in front of your eyes.
Well, light a match.
Hey, that flame.
I am.
Well, say, you're right. That floor plan's not here. Oh, sure.
What?
I remember now. I thought somebody might come in and pick it up, so I tossed it up under the closet shelf.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
Hold that match up here. There it is.
Yeah, now let's get out of here, Carl.
Wait. There's quite a crowd out on the street just now. Just to be on the safe side, we better wait till they go back to the dance.
Well, whatever you say. You're the boss, Carl.
You think it is to say she'll ride with us, Cisco?
Well, I hope she does not.
Fine, you hope not, too.
One thing we do not need is that senorita with us.
Oh, there's the new building, Cisco. We place that beam almost here.
Hey, Pancho. Somebody's in there.
How'd you know someone in there?
I just saw a flicker of light, amigo.
Huh?
Somebody lighted a match.
No, who be in there, Cisco?
Who else but the bandidos?
Oh.
Better stop at the cafe hitch there, Pancho. Put that hole.
Oh, look a hole, look a hole. We go in the cafe, Cisco? More frijoles?
No, Pancho. No. You stay here and keep watch of that building.
La lot of people on the street, Cisco.
See, but they are beginning to walk back toward the dance hall. Let us walk over by the front door of that new building.
You go in, Cisco?
No, Chico.
Not go in, huh?
Do not stand in front of the door, amigo. Move to one side.
Move to one side.
I want to attract the attention of whoever is in there.
Who's there? We'll mighty soon find out, Carl.
Don't you blasted fool, Link.
Fire bullets through the door, Cisco.
Come on.
The bandidos go out the back door.
Now let's get our horses, Pancho.
Oh, there you are, Cisco. Well, Blackie.
Yeah, you better go back home, senorita.
This is no place for a senorita.
Don't be silly. I like excitement.
Come to now.
Go, go, go.
Yes, Blackie. Run, boy.
Those bandidos are riding north, Pancho.
Senorita, ride along, Cisco.
Then I've got a fast horse. Faster than your
Diablo,
Cisco.
Dump those dishes, there, a horse race, senorita.
Oh, isn't it? We'll see. Here, Blackie. Run, boy, run.
Senorita, stay behind us. Those banditas will open fire any moment.
Go, Blackie.
You gotta beat that horse, Cisco, to save the senorita from the bullets.
Up your head.
Go, Logo. You a fast horse, too.
Blackie, good boy.
Senorita, stop your horse. Those bullets. Bandidos want to shoot it up? We will do just that.
Hey, cut the gun out of my hand.
Into him, Diablo. Ha! Come down with your horse, Bandido. Now, into the other one, Diablo. You two only. Down with the gun.
I
thunder
you.
Come on,
Carl. We'll get him on our feet.
Now, if I can help it, Bandido. Then I think I can. You.
Well, Cisco.
Now for you, hombre. One in the body. One in the jaw.
Very nice, Cisco. Very, very nice.
We get our guns back, Pancho.
Bueno, Cisco. All the bandidos way up ahead.
Si, Pancho. Tie these two. Yeah. Take them back to the jail.
But you, Cisco, aren't you coming back, too?
Not yet, senorita. Someone must follow those other bandidos.
Perhaps I can find some men to help me. Help you.
What's so funny? Cisco may get killed.
Only about five bandidos, senorita. Cisco not need no help. And bandido's the one what need the help, no?
Has my brother apologized to you yet, Cisco?
Si, senorita, but it was not necessary.
Oh, yes, it was. After you rounded up all those bandits by yourself and recovered all Sam's money. Cisco, you're incredible.
Well, let us say I was very lucky.
It wasn't all luck. You're not only incredible, but you're very nice.
Gracias.
You're going to stay here in Fort Sumner for a while, aren't you?
I'm afraid not, senorita. Pancho and I never stay in one place for long.
Where will you go next?
Oh, we have no idea. Wherever the mood of the moment leads us.
I understand, sister. I'm not reconciled, but...
But what?
I'll be here in Fort Sumner when you do come back. And, meanwhile...
Eh?
Goodbye. Like... Yes. Oh,
Cisco. Oh, senorita. Si, Pancho.
That's Fort Sumner, quite a town.
Si, Chico, a fine town.
But a good thing for you, we did not stay there long.
Why?
Well, you were eating too much food in Muskrat Morton's Cafe.
Good food, Chico.
Of course. But that is just the trouble.
Trouble?
Yes. Si. Another week of that good food, and you would be fatter than ever.
Oh, but Chico.
Well?
Pancho on the diet now.
You are on a diet?
Yes. Si. You know what Pancho had for his last meal at that cafe?
No, tell me, what did you have for your last meal?
And Pancho had 3 bowls of frijoles.
3 bowls of frijoles.
And 10 pork chops. And 10 fried eggs.
10 pork chops and 10 fried eggs.
And 4 helpings of mashed potatoes. And 6 pieces of chocolate cake. And 3 apple pies.
You know, Pancho, a meal like that will not help you reduce.
Pancho thinks so, Cisco.
Well, tell me, just how will it make you reduce?
Because for a little while, Cisco, it take away Pancho's appetite.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! I'm devil!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.